We're looking at the top 10 momentum companies and the leading themes on the ASX over the last rolling quarter. We update this list every day so we can find the best trading shares. The focus is to find the common theme within the best performing companies, because history shows that's where the best trading opportunities come from. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finder Market Points, where we connect the leading market themes and top performing companies for better trading. Looking at the top 10 momentum companies on the ASX for the 25th of October 2023, we've got some new names in the list. 10th place is Arovella Therapeutics, ALA. It's been a while since it's been in the list, and this company we know is involved in the development of therapeutics for the treatment of fibrosis and other chronic diseases. 13% rise for the quarter, hitting the launch pad once again 11 sessions ago. 9th place, RED, Red 5 Limited. Red 5 being the Australian mid-tier gold producer in Western Australia in the Leonora area, just north of it. They've got the Keilor Hills processing hub that works with 4.7 million ton per annum capacity. Red 5 up 19% for the quarter, also reheating the launch pad 21 sessions ago. Then we've got BIT in 8th place, Biotron Limited. Biotron being the biotechnology company that's working on antiviral therapies for the treatment of HIV-1 and hepatitis C or HCV. 159% gain over the quarter. Launchpad presented 32 sessions ago. 21 sessions ago was a top 30 momentum. 7th place, BPH Energy. Bit of a diversified one here. Normally focusing on the oil and gas sector, as well as biotechnology and niche sectors. They do this through early stage funding for commercial proof of concept, research, and also product development. BPH normally partner with academic institutions, and they're currently working on the clean hydrogen projects that have the market's attention. 68% rise for the quarter, launchpad and top 30 momentum entered 34 sessions ago. Familiar name in 6th place, Strickland Metals, great chart, STK is the ticker. Strickland Metals, Western Australian miner, looking for silver, lead, zinc, copper and gold. Strickland are up 87% for the past 3 months. Launchpad was entered 34 sessions ago, top 30 momentum 22 sessions. Into the top 5 and with a new name, Atlas Pearls, ATP, Pearl Farming. A pearl farmer producing high-quality South Sea white and silver pearls across 7 different farming locations. Each year, they harvest more than 600,000 pearls. 75% rise over the last quarter, and they entered the top 30 momentum 34 sessions ago, but are now into 5th place for momentum. A familiar name into 4th place, LPI, Lithium Power International. Lithium Power, we know them as the Western Australian actually exposed company looking for lithium. Lithium Power are up 126% for the quarter. In fact, everything from here on in is up over 100%. Launchpad entered 18 sessions ago, top 30 momentum, 15 sessions. 3rd place, Peppermint Innovation, PIL, the company that focuses on a range of banking services, financial services, delivery and logistics, remittance solutions, from mobile banking through to mobile wallets. Peppermint Innovation have risen 112% for the quarter. It entered the launchpad 29 sessions ago, top 30, 16 sessions ago. Dempster Holdings, DTC, the company that's workplace management software provider specializing in integrated solutions for employee training, compliance, and safety. They've jumped into 2nd place, but entered the launchpad 23 sessions ago, 121% rise over the quarter. Darcy & Gold, DCN, is in 1st place. Again, Western Australian gold miner, Leonora region, with a 2.9 million tonne per annum capacity. Taking the lens out, looking at everything on the ASX, ranking them for their best momentum to worst momentum, cutting the list off at the top 200, and then delving into what all of these companies do and the aspects that they're exposed to. Industries, thematics, sectors, whatever you like to call it. We always know where the theme is that's driving the best performing companies on the ASX. Interestingly, 1st place, we have small mining companies, explorers. 2nd, uranium. 3rd, zinc. 4th, small tier copper miners. 5th, African miners. 6th, Western Australian miners with 22 constituents. 7th place, mining shares, having one quarter. So one in four of the top 200 companies on the ASX at the moment, performance-wise and momentum, their mining shares. Eighth place, copper in general. Ninth, autos dropped back down to ninth today. 10th place, the sector of energy. That can be anything from coal, oil and gas through to uranium. Other standouts are the gold explorers with 24 constituents, American miners with 16, as well as battery related companies at 16. And then material, being the sector, that's normally materials, including all of the miners, but we strip out the miners and just look at the industrial companies in there. They've got 15 constituents as the top momentum companies today. They're the leading themes and the top 10 momentum companies on the ASX for the 25th of October, 2023. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finer Market Points.